Good evening. This is Yitzhak Milman, once again, talking on the topic of Shalom Bayis, Peace in the Home, with Reb Dror Kasuto. We are here from Chut Shel Chesed, 13 Shmuel Hanavi. Come on down and see us here. We're two stops out of downtown. We have a wonderful, wonderful English language class, hearing the teachings of Rab Shalom Arush through his faithful student here, Reb Kasuto, on many topics. And Shalom Bayis is one of the topics, and that's the topic of this show. So good evening, Reb Kasuto. How are you this evening?
Wonderful. Good evening to you all.
I just got a bulletin handed me, and I'm going to share this. Divorce rates are dropping. That's right. Divorce rates are dropping. Peace and harmony is spreading out all across the land. And this is wonderful to hear. And it's I hear in this bulletin that it's from this show. Do you want to comment on that, Reb Kasuto?
I'm just very happy to hear it also. Baruch Hashem.
Shalom Bayis is the... I can't really back that statement up with facts. It's just something that I feel. It's one of those I feel things. And I think people are really becoming enlightened. First of all, I think they're becoming conscious and aware of the value of Shalom Bayis, the peace, the joy, all the good that comes out of Shalom Bayis. This is has been, for many decades, for a long, long, long time, a misstep in marriage, that men principally don't understand the value of Shalom Bayis and don't have a manual when they get married to learn what is Shalom Bayis. We go into it blindly, and then the various kinds of chaos and confusion ensue, and this is not good. But again, we don't have a learning manual for this, Reb Kasuto. But this is what Shalom Arush brings to the table, yes?
Important to say, we didn't had that manual, but now, Baruch Hashem, we have the Garden of Peace.
Yes, I should add Garden of Peace, very, very popular book, follow-up to Garden of Muna, which is and has been hugely successful. Gan HaShalom, it's available here at Chut Shel Chesed. It's a big seller because, and this is why I said at the top of the show, the people are becoming aware of the value of Shalom Bayis, in no small part due to Rav Shalom and your teachings, Reb Kasuto.
Baruch Hashem. Rav Shalom is taking that subject of peace in the house as one of the main topics in all of his shiurim. Usually he's talking about it a lot, and as the basic thing for a lot of things in the house. We know about Rabbi Akiva, that after 24 years of Limud HaTorah, came with 24,000 students with him, he didn't forget for one second to remind them all that it's all because of the privilege of his wife. Because of his wife Rachel, that gave so much effort, and she suffered so much, that he's gonna be the one that's gonna learn and gonna achieve that wisdom of the Torah Kedosha. And he realized that it's not because that he knew. Rabbi Akiva never lied. Rabbi Akiva, he was a person of truth. He knew that it was something that he knew for sure that it is because of the privilege of his wife. He knew to honor her and to mention that to all of his students, that they also gonna know how to honor their wives and to realize that everything that they got, it's because of their wives and because of the spiritual support of their wives. And actually, it's something very important to know that. How are you going to achieve the spiritual support from your wife to succeed in life, to succeed in your job, in business, in Limud HaTorah, in everything, on davening, on things that Bor Olam going to listen to you? It all depends in her happiness. If really your wife, she's happy, if you really like that Bor Olam commanded us to please our wives, so l'samach v'simach et ishto, person have to make his wife to be happy. If you're making that, if you're doing that, if you're going to make your wife that she's going to be happy, in that actually you're attaching her to be your supporter, someone that is helping you, backing you up and supporting you, and you're going to enjoy all of her spiritual cargo, all of those wonderful options that she can supply to you when she's happy.
Excellent, excellent. You know, We talked about the lack of awareness of this. Maybe we might have had historically an excuse for not creating Shalom Bayis because we men are maybe ignorant of that. But now with Rebbe Rusch's book and your teachings, there's no excuse. There's no excuse for us. We really need to learn this and aggressively pursue this knowledge because Shalom Bayis is so central to our homes. I want to ask you that you say in class you talked about shidduch and what men should be davening for in relation to looking and finding their proper mate. Can you speak to that?
Well, we heard from Rav Shalom Arush that he said that when he asked his rabbi, it's Rav Berland Shichye, when he asked Rav Berland, how I'm going to know in the shidduchim that this woman, she's my wife, how I'm going to tell? So Rav Berland told him, if she's got two eyes and two legs, so it's her. So it sounds funny, but we need to understand the wisdom that is behind of that. When people are going to find their shidduch, if they're going to look for their shidduch with their eyes, so be careful, because even if you're going to find a woman that's going to be attractive and you're going to like her or something like that with your eyes, I mean, and then even if she's going to say that all right, that she's willing to live her life with you also, after 5 or 10 years, she's not going to look the same. And you're going to be crazy as you are in 5 or 10 years. So it means that if you have that nature, chas v'shalom, of going after your eyes and you're letting yourself to take decisions because of your eyes, so also in 5 or 10 years you're going to be like that. And she's not going to be physically attractive like that she is now in 10 years. So what's you going to do then? It's going to break your shalom bayit in 5 or 10 years. So if you married for 5 or 10 years, chas v'shalom, so okay, you just need to tell your wife that those are your plans. And if not, if really you want to dedicate your life to that relationship and to live with one woman for the rest of your life, so you need to observe in the spiritual nature of your wife, who of your future wife, who really you want to spend your life with, a woman that she is humble, that she is modest, that she wants to keep Shabbos, she wants to serve Hashem Yitbarach also, a woman that she wants to raise the kids for Judaism, Yiddishkeit, something like that you need to observe. And all of the physical terms are not important at all. We haven't saw that the tzaddikim's wife were models or something like that, chas v'shalom. We know that tzaddikim are looking inside to the soul, real tzaddikim, and we need to learn from them to go by their path. And we need to try to look for a woman that really you and her are going to have the same will to serve Hashem Yitbarach, that you're going to agree on the basic things of Judaism, that you're keeping Shabbat, that you're keeping Tarat HaMishpacha, purification of the family, all of the modesty, and things that you agree that it's your level together, that you're in the same place. And don't lie. Also, don't go and look for a woman that she's going to be modest and she's going to serve Hashem. If you're not in that level also, you can just ruin your life. Now she's going to have her demands. She's going to tell you that she, what's going on with all of the stories that you told her before of marriage. So really, we have to understand what really is our level, what really we want to achieve from the relationship, and to go with that, to check before, just to check. Don't go with your desire now to have a wife and to do this and to do that, and someone, the imaginations that we saw somewhere in our old life form. Need to see really what Hashem wants for me, what really is my level, what can help me, what can do good for me, and not to fulfill my desires, just mean to. To be there for someone else means to serve Hashem Yitbarach with your pal, with your mate.
Very good. You know, we have a number of single guys in our class, our English language class here at Chut Shel Chesed, and questions that they talk about, or we talk between classes, what should these people be davening for insofar as their shidduch comes? What are they looking for? What are they davening for? What are they trying to prepare themselves for? So when the right one comes along, they're ready. They could recognize it, and they have the maturity level to be blessed by this kind of union.
The answer was inside the question. You need to daven on yourself. You need to daven on yourself that you're going to be qualified, that you're going to be sensitive enough to talk to your wife, to listen to your wife, to love your wife, not in physical terms, in spiritual terms, that you're going to love her, that you're going to support her, that you're going to have the will to be there for her and to protect her, and that you're going to have the patience for a relationship. Sometimes it can be very hard to be under the will of another person, that you're sharing the apartment and the room and life with. Sometimes it can be frustrated, and even in the best places, in the best relationships, it can be frustrated, it can be hard. But I heard from one of the tzaddikim that he said that in the old generations, people were not getting divorced, not because that they were not fighting in their houses, just because it wasn't an option. This is why they're saying today that most of the people that are getting divorced today, it's kids of people that divorced, of divorced parents. And why? Not because they don't know how to build relationships. And most of the people don't know how to. Just they have that option of breaking up, breaking the relationship, chas v'shalom. And this is something that, first of all, we need to throw away before of wedding. You're getting married with that woman, it's for life. It's not an option. It's not for a test. You know, it's not... You're doing that, you're doing it for life. Need to understand what it means to get married, to marry wife, to get married. It means to be together always, forever. And after you understand that, and really you carved it into your brain, into your heart, and you're not moving from that place, now you can put the effort in your relationship. Because every relationship, it's got up and downs, it's got problems, it's got... times of stress, of this misunderstanding each other and problems. It can be, it's happening in every house. But you need to be stubborn to hold that will to solve the problems. And it doesn't matter what you need to give up, what you need to sacrifice, all of those things that you need to do if you want to achieve that wonderful present of relationship, or means shalom bayit, you need to be ready for that. So a person needs to prepare himself very much for that. This is what we need to daven on, that I'm going to have the vessels, the sensitivity, the goodwill, the patience to sit and to talk and to understand and to feel what my mate, what my wife, she's going to need me to do. And also, it's good to daven on her even that you don't know her yet. Because your wife, she's your wife, and your husband, he's your husband. If you know him, and if you haven't met him yet, still it's your husband. You don't have options. The options is the Yetzirah is bringing the options, chas v'shalom, that you will not know how to choose. But you have your mate, you have your wife, you have your husband, and this is only one person that is going to be your husband. Only one. So on him you're davening. So on your wife you're davening. You know her, you don't know her. You don't want her to live a good life. So you should daven on her also that she's going to find her shidduch, that she's also going to have a good life, wonderful life. She's going to have kids. And with that you're davening, preparing yourself, davening and preparing her with your tefillot, you're helping from both sides for that relationship to be.
And it's likely that that Borei Olam is not provided you with your shidduch because you're not ready. You haven't made the corrections that you need to. You're not a prepared vessel yet for this union that you say you want, but you're really not ready.
We can understand that like that also, but I'm not arguing with it, and you can find me saying the exact svara that you just said. But I want to say that Boro Olam is working in a very hidden ways. There is a lot of things that Boro Olam is hiding from us, and there is a lot of things that we need to suffer and to go through in life that we don't know. And we need to trust Hashem Yitbarach that He knows why, that He knows really what is the reason that He's stopping the Shidduch from happening, from being. And we need just to count on Hashem, to count on Hashem Yitbarach, and to know that everything is from a good reason. Boro Olam, He knows why. Maybe you are not ready yet. Maybe your wife, she's not ready yet. Maybe both of you together, if you're now going to get married, it's not going to be the time for you. And you just need to go through few things in life that you're going to achieve. The patience and the love and the hakarat hatov. How do you say hakarat hatov?
Goodwill.
Goodwill. To honor each other and to be ready for that relationship with all of the sacrificing and all of the effort that is going to demand you to give.
Very good. This is, again, I just want to remind the audience, we're coming to you from Chut Shel Chesed, Yeshiva, a couple stops right up downtown. We welcome our listeners to the class, an English language class at the top floor of this yeshiva, and it's been a blessing for me. I've met wonderful people, wonderful friends. We have a small studio set up, and in our studio we have some of the people in our class, and it looks like one of our people in the class have a question, so I'm going to introduce you to Tzvi. How are you this evening, Tzvi?
How are you?
Okay. You've enjoyed the teachings from Rev Kasuto, yes?
Very much so.
Great. You have a question for us tonight.
I wanted to ask on the Amuna of Shidduchim. It means a lot of times, very much what we were just discussing, actually. We were just discussing the options. So I come from a world of options. I come from America. I'm sure a lot of the audience comes from America. And whoever it is who's out there who's single, there's options. What does it mean? There's, on the internet, there's different websites, whether it's Soyet Sinai or JDate or Frumster. It's another girl. It's another girl. It's at the same time that you're being asked about one girl, another shotgun is telling you about another girl, and then you end up making a date with both of them, and they're both best friends, and it becomes overwhelming. It becomes overwhelming how many options there are, and people presenting to you things. How do you stay focused, and how do you just stay focused and real and try and only focus on your shidduch when people are throwing all these different things at you?
Rabbeinu, in Rabbi Nachman Breslev, in Likutei Moharan, he's saying to us that emet, there is only one. Truth, there is only one. And lies, there is a lot. It means that if you're holding a silver spoon, the only truth is that it's a silver spoon. But you can say that it's made out of gold. You can say that it's made out of copper. You can say that it's made out of plastic. You can lie how many lies that you want to lie. But to say the truth, it's for sure only a silver spoon. And you cannot twist it. You cannot change it. So all of those options that we can see, those are lies. Those are lies of Yetzer Hara that is trying to do exactly that, to break your focus from your shidduch, and to let you wander and wander and wander between options and options, and by that losing your shidduch again and again and again. And in the end, the person is finding himself that he had all of those options, but now he doesn't have his wife. So this is why the advice is to close the internet and not to go to all of those places, even though that they may be supposed to support you or to help you. We need to trust Hashem. We need to daven, to Borei Olam that he gonna send me my shiduch. That Borei Olam, he gonna be the one that gonna illuminate my eyes and gonna help me to see that she's my wife. This is my wife. And when you know that this is your wife, this is it. Decide. And now the Yetzer Hara soon gonna come and gonna tell you, maybe it's not her, why you took that decision, why you're dating her again, maybe it's not her, maybe there is someone that's gonna be more modest, more smart, more beautiful, more nice, more, I don't know what, supportive. It's all kishkushim. It's all nonsense. We need to know, I have one wife. And I'm not the most successful person in the world, I'm not a genius, I'm not I don't know what. I'm just a normal person with my lackings, with my qualities, and I need to find my mate, my friend, that she also gonna have qualities and lackings. And I need to support her and to back her up and to be there for her. And Bezrat Hashem, she also gonna be there for me. But we need to find someone that we are agreed on the main things of our life. That if a person wants to learn in a yeshiva, that his wife gonna agree that he's gonna learn in a yeshiva. If it's half day yeshiva, half day working, half day and half day. If it's just gonna work and he's happy with that, and his wife, she's also happy, wonderful. And to agree on those things, kids gonna be religious, they're gonna have peot, they're not gonna have peot. Need to agree on the important things, and when you have that, this is it. And when you see that Borei Olam is sending to you all of those lies, chas v'shalom, this is the time to do tshuva on the lies that we lied in our life. Why, Borei Olam, you're not letting me see my shiduch? Why only so many options? Because you also don't have a heart only to our Father in Heaven and to the Torah Kedoshah. Also, your heart is going after a lot of other things, chas v'shalom, that are not the truth, in an easy way to say. We have our desires, we have our lusts, we have our lies, we have our attraction for things, for comfortable things, for I don't know what. And we're going and chasing after those things, after honor, after success, after arrogance, and after anger, after fears. And we need to understand that Borei Olam is showing to us our status, exactly. If you see that you don't have one, it means that you don't have one. If you had really only one Hashem Yitbarach, you would find your shiduch, only one woman, you're going to find her. Also blessing you all of the listeners, all of Am Yisrael, Bezrat Hashem, that all of us are going to find Hashem Yitbarach, we're going to realize what the faith really means. When a person really believes in Hashem Yitbarach, when a person really is going after Hashem Yitbarach, he's finding all of his satisfaction. He's finding da'at, wisdom. He's finding happiness. He's finding health. He's finding mamash, all of the support that he needs from Hashem Yitbarach. But if a person is trying to achieve happiness and trying to achieve success and parnasah, he's not going to find the powers to finish the day. When you're running only after Hashem Yitbarach, and you know that only Hashem Yitbarach can supply you all of your needs, all of your things that you need to achieve in your life, means a woman, means a success, means wisdom, means parnasah, money, you're going to get it all from Him. But when we're looking and wandering in the streets to find for our goals, we're losing the main thing, that it's Hashem Yitbarach, and we're finding ourselves with nothing, with empty handed.
Good answer, good question, Svi. You can write us and get your questions answered by emailing us at emunahchannel@gmail.com. That's emunah, E-M-U-N-A-H, channel, C-H-A-N-N-E-L, @gmail.com. And I just want to take one, in a few minutes we have left, I want to take one question from from one of our listeners. The relationship between Parnassah and Shalom Bayis. The writer says that he has a great relationship, but one stress part of the relationship always stumbles them is Parnassah. Could you address this?
The Gemara Kedosha is saying, Okiru linshaychu kiheichi detitatru. If you want to be rich, so honor your wife. when your wife, she sees that parnasa, it's more important than her, so she cannot stand you, the fact that you're working. She cannot bear that. The wife, she needs to feel that you love her the most, that she is the most important thing that you have in your life. And now you're going to say, so I'm working just for her to bring the parnasa. Why she not appreciate it? Why she cannot see that I'm putting so much effort in parnasa, that she's going to be happy, that she's going and buying things and I want to supply her that money? Why she cannot appreciate it? So you are wise and you are right, but you are contradicting the Gemara Kedoshah. This is the only thing. You're contradicting the Torah Kedoshah. You're nice. It's a good argument. It's a good svara. But not by the shita of the Gemara Kedoshah and the Torah Kedoshah. The Torah is saying to us that Borei Olam, He is supplying to us our parnasa. It's not our job to supply the parnasa. If you need to put an effort in your life, in working, it's because of our avonot. It's because of our sins. It's because there is a certain tikkun that you need to have in that place that you're working, to meet those people, to help them, to do mitzvot for them, to support them, to help a certain factory in creating it, building it. But the parnasa is coming from Borei Olam. And if you understand that Borei Olam is going to give you the parnasa, you're going to put your effort on the things that Borei Olam is commanding you. If you're going to put your effort in Shalom Bayit, you're going to honor your wife, you're going to make her pleased and happy, Borei Olam is going to send you the parnasa, Borei Olam is going to give you your success, and you're not going to suffer so much, and you're going to have both of the things with a small effort.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Is it a, and we have about a minute left, so just a quick question. Does the wife, can she complain about the lack of parnasa? But really what you're saying is it's the lack of davening or the lack of shuva on this issue that is what's at play here. Would that be a correct assumption?
The wife, when she's complaining on parnasa, she's actually not complaining on parnasa. The wife, the thing that she needs to see, that she's got a husband that is supportive. When she's going to see that her husband is supportive and he loves her, and she see that still there is no parnasa, she's going to understand that she's supposed to be happy with her husband. But if she sees also that he doesn't care enough and he doesn't put his energy in the relationship and he's chasing after money, so she's going to complain on the money. But actually what she needs, it's her husband, it's the support, it's the love from the husband. If you're going to give her that, she's going to be happy.
Very good. Thank you, Rev Kasuda, once again. You're a delight, and your teachings are wonderful here and in the class. Listeners, peace is breaking out all over the land. Peace is breaking out in our homes. Be a part of it. Make it your reality. Work for it. Pray for it. Become a part of our yeshiva where we learn and study this. And if you have questions, write us at emunachannel@gmail.com. We are here for you. And be a part of the breakout of Shalom Bayis all over the place. It's really wonderful. I personally attest to it. Thank you again, Rabbi Kasuto. We will see you again next week, Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, on your favorite radio station, Radio Free Nachlaot.